Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, The Door Devil. Homeowners spend hundreds on alarm systems each year, but rarely reinforce the weakest point on the home, the doors. Bad guys know this, and that's why kick-ins are so common. Simply adding Door Devils virtually eliminates the home security gap. Sleep better tonight. Reinforce your doors. Visit DoorDevil.com and enter BEST EVER to get an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase. Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Paul Peebles. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Joe.
Really excited to speak with Paul, and I know you Best Ever listeners are going to get a lot out of this. He is an experienced and seasoned lender and underwriter. He has closed on over 4,000 real estate loans over the course of his career. In the last 12 months alone, he's closed on over $250 million. He has over 25 years experience, 28 to be exact, financing for borrowers and institutional clients. And he primarily focuses on apartments. 85% of his lending is with apartments. So with that being said, Paul, can you give a little bit more background on your experience?
Just like Joe said, I've been in lending for 28 years, worked for some of the largest institutions in the United States, so pick up a lot of good information on how to structure transactions. Been with Old Capital as an underwriter for about 10 years, and just like Joe said, we closed about 4,000 real estate loans, the majority being apartments, and specifically B and C apartment complexes. A lot throughout the United States, but we are based out of Dallas and Fort Worth. We have three offices here, and we really focus on the B and C properties, and we probably do one out of every three B and C property loans in Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio. So we're pretty active in that marketplace.
And you mentioned you know how to structure the transactions. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
So when you're buying an apartment complex, if you really have no experience, you're gonna almost have to earn your experience or get to get a chip at the table, so to speak, you got to put some more money into the transaction. So first, we like to take a look is, you know, the bank is your partner, and you know you're going to put down 25 or 30%, and the bank is going to bring in 70 or 75%. So structuring the transaction with the bank is probably the most important thing, and that would probably be your first relationship that you want to pursue even before you look at the inventory that's out there, is build a relationship with either a banker, a mortgage banker, somebody that specifically works in that field. There's a lot of banks out there, whether they're community banks or even national banks that say that they can do apartment lending, but when you really come down to it, they can't. I use the example, there's the 1,600 banks in the state of Texas. You know, half of them are different parts of the area than Dallas, as an example. So out of the 800 that say are in Dallas, only probably about 200 or 300 actually will do real estate lending. And out of the 200 or 300 that will do real estate lending, not all of them want to do Class B and C property types. So when you kind of narrow that down, it could be 10 or 12 different banks. And the challenge really is to find the 10 or 12 banks that are looking to do kind of value-added or even stabilized lending on your property. So that's what you need to kind of build a relationship around of what they actually can do. You don't want to find a lender that all of a sudden says, you know, I don't think we do that type of loans because, you know, we hate the yes, 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 no problem, we can do it. Then all of a sudden you go to credit committee and then someone says, has anybody looked at this area or this property? And someone says, nope. And then all of a sudden you start from square one. That could be 3 or 4 weeks out. So build, as part of your team, build a relationship with your lender almost from the beginning before you even find a piece of property.
And I imagine a lot of investors don't take that approach where they speak to the financing institution first or the person who can connect them with the financing institution first. They typically go straight to find the property. Once they have the property, then it's okay, now it's time for me to get serious about financing. Do you find that?
Yeah, that happens all the time, but you know, the second time they always contact us, making sure that we're on board before they even find the property, because two-thirds of a lending decision is really based on the property, the collateral itself. I mean, we kind of look at it through the rearview mirror. How's the property performed? Where's it located at? What's the tenant base? What's the demographics? Is it all bills paid? Is it individually metered? Is it flat roof? It's pitch roof? You know, tell me a little bit more about what you're going to do after you buy the property. Is there a rehab budget you're going to put together on the deal? Tell me a little bit about what your pro forma looks like. Give me a monthly pro forma. Just don't give me a consolidated pro forma. One-third of the lending decision is based on you. So I want to see your personal financial statement. You know, the biggest thing that I want to see in the personal financial statement is liquidity, not just equity you have in other properties, but what do you have for cash? You know, that's, you know, stocks, bonds, or cash. Something that if you needed to get to it in 3 or 4 days, you could get to it. Not, you know, 401ks or IRAs or annuities that you get taxed upon. That's really not what we view as liquidity. You know, it's good towards your net worth, but that doesn't really help me too much. So two-thirds of the lending decisions based on the property and what you are going to do with the property and what the history of the property is. One-third is really based on you. So we really want to take a look at and drill down on you, what your credit looks like. That's important. I really, you know, I like your tax returns. You know, I've done loans with people that have no income or don't have a job. And so liquidity with us cures a lot of sins.
If they don't have a job, then does that purely go back to the liquidity aspect where they have a lot of cash in the bank?
It does. And what they typically do is they may have somebody else within their group that has a job. So we do a lot of syndicated transactions where, let's say, the managing member who kind of puts the whole game plan together, you know, finds the property, talks with the listing agent, you know, goes to the property, gets going under contract. They may have some money to put into the deal, but they may also be looking for other partners. And some of those other partners that are going to put money into the deal, we might probably take a look at their financial statements too. So we may pull on other people to become guarantors into the transaction. But you, as the managing member, don't necessarily have to have a job. But if you have, we do want to see the liquidity in the transaction. We closed a transaction down in Austin in the last year or so where the managing member had, probably $150,000, $200,000, and they put it into the transaction. He raised another, $750,000 from other people. He signed on the note, and he had two other people sign on the note, and we closed, and we did a 30-year amortization loan with a five-year term with a rate under 4%. So you don't get hit. It's different from residential lending, where if you don't have a job or you have too many home loans that you can get penalized. We look at these transactions on one-off. Is that we look at the strength of every transaction and see what the positives and negatives are, and liquidity does cure a lot of problems.
What percentage of liquidity do you need to have based on the purchase price or whatever the factor is?
So if you have no experience, let's kind of use that as an example. And again, build a relationship with your banker. He can kind of go through it with you too. If you have no, and these are just general guidelines in general terms. If you have, if you're going to buy a property and you have no experience, and I'm talking about a multifamily property, let's make our math pretty easy here. So if you buy a property, let's say it's $900,000, and you're going to put $100,000 worth of rehab, your all-in price is $1 million. Pretty straightforward. So what you're looking to do is have the lender hold back money for you, including the loan, for your rehab. So you don't have to come up with out of your pocket with $100,000, but we include it into the loan. So with $1 million, we typically are going to look for, if you don't have experience, anywhere from 25 to 30% down. So $250,000 for the down payment. In fact, let's make it $300,000. My math works even easier with that. So if we put $300,000 down, that's the cash you're going to need to put into the transaction itself. I'll do a loan for $700,000, and then I want to see what's called post-equity liquidity. And really what that is how much money do you have left over for a rainy day? What happens if you have an insurance claim that the insurance claim doesn't get paid? Or you do rehab to the property and the rehab doesn't take. You can't fill the building up as high as you wanted to do. Lender's going to turn to you, their partner. You're the operating partner. You're the managing member. You're the person that has the relationship with the bank, and you're the boots on the ground. They're going to turn to them to make sure that they continue to feed this property. The bank doesn't want to write the checks out. We want you to write the checks out in case this property has a little bit of a goes sideways. So liquidity is a big thing. So we typically like to see anywhere from 25 or 30% of the loan amount in liquidity. And again, that can be in your name or in your partner's name. And it just has to be in stocks, bonds, or cash. It cannot be in 401ks. It's something that you can get to if you needed to, write a check to pay for, a parking lot or a chiller system that's gone down. And, it's 75 degrees outside and people need air conditioning. So they want to be able to turn to you that has liquidity to see in your personal financial statement, that you can continue to keep this property going. So it may be just maybe a temporary deal, but they want to see it. So 25 or 30% down, 30% loan amount in the liquidity piece.
Paul, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Best real estate investing advice, one step at a time. Build your relationship with the lender first. Find somebody that actually has done these type of loans in the past that can walk you through the transaction, what it looks like. Can kind of lay it out in your mind what you need to do to get there from here. A lot of people that have never done apartment lending may go to their local bank and feel like they're knowledgeable, but you really want to find an expert at this because, investing is based on cash flow. And if you are only able to get a 15 or 20-year amortized loan instead of a 25 or 30-year amortized loan, you're not, you'll be paying down the mortgage quick and reducing the bank's risk, but you're not going to be putting money into your own pocket. So find an expert that can lead you so much to the promised land of financial freedom.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Go ahead.
Best ever book you've read?
Best ever book I've read. you know, I guess I'm a nerd. I read underwriting guidelines and.
Oh my.
If I read other entertaining books, they don't make any sense. I'm not a value to my clients, so I read on how transactions get closed and larger transactions, and I'm always fascinated about how structure is done to put these, you know, $5 million or $10 million deals or even $500,000 deals put together. So, you know, it's not a book, it's underwriting guidelines. That's what I spend my time looking at.
Where do you find that content to read? Can other people access it?
Unfortunately, on commercial lending, it is it's tribal knowledge. It's not like residential lending where you can talk with, you know, there's 50,000 loan officers probably within, you know, 50 miles of your house. Commercial lending is done. There's no books or things. You may go to a library and find something. You go online and find maybe some YouTubes, things like that. But the people who are actually into it and do it on a daily basis, those are your best sources. And so, you know, go online, try to find people that are actually, they're doing these type of transactions and just pick their brain. They're more than happy to share that information with you. So they don't know if you're going to buy, you know, a 10 unit building or you're going to buy, you know, a year from now, a 100 unit building or even a 200 unit building. So they're going to, you know, like what we try to treat everybody the same way because we just don't know who's going to go, you know, from X to X plus 10. So find a knowledgeable financing person to be on your team.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it.
So I come out of the banks and, you know, I can't tell you I keep my desk clean, but because I have files and files and files of stuff on there. But one of the things that I think it was probably in 1989 or so, I was an analyst and I had a bunch of stuff on my desk and I was up for a trip to Austria because we had done so well and I had stuff all over my desk. I left it overnight and somebody that thought I didn't deserve the trip took a photograph of how messy my desk was, showed it to one of my bosses, and I wasn't able to get that trip. And that taught me to keep an organized desk and organized time. So that was a $5,000 trip at that period of time that I blew because I had a messy desk.
Oh that, my gosh!
Yeah, that was a great professional advice. Keep everything organized.
Best ever success habit you practice.
Not only do I underwrite files, but I'm also an investor too. So I'm always learning from people. You know, in the profession that I've chosen, there's a lot of people that are smarter than I am, and I'm good at what I do, which is a niche of, you know, financing BNC properties. But, you know, I don't know a lot about management of in operations and properties. So I spend a lot of time with people who actually manage the tenant base and find out what's going on properties. I talk with those people about what the amenities are that we should be having on our apartments from other competing properties. When people walk in and say, hey, listen, I've looked at two other apartment buildings. They had this, and you guys don't have this. And, you know, if you guys had this, maybe I would rent from you. And so, it's a very competitive industry, so I always want to learn what other property owners and groups are doing. I think that's probably the biggest thing, how I have expanded our business, at least my business, is really understanding what other properties are doing and then building the relationships with those people.
Best ever deal you've done or a client you've worked with in their deal that they've done?
You know, I worked for Capital Markets Group out of New York, you know, the one that had the bull in front of Merrill Lynch.
Oh, so sure. Done, it's right down the street from me. Million,
yeah, I've done $75 million deals, and I've done $500,000 deals. And the smaller transactions are a lot more complicated than the bigger ones, but how I view it is every morning I have a bunch of puzzle pieces like your kids have, and I shake that box up, and the puzzle pieces you know, fall to the table, and I got to put the puzzle together every morning on how to get this structure put together correctly, to close on time and make the client happy, and so we can do another transaction down the road. So, you know, the smaller transactions are a lot more tricky than the larger ones, because, you know, larger ones have probably a level of experience that's greater than the smaller ones. But I find the larger ones to be more challenging mentally for me. So I spend a lot more time doing that, and, you know, which means probably I have more puzzle pieces that I got to look at every day and kind of figure out how which one goes into which. And so that, to me, is probably the biggest thing that I find professionally the most rewarding.
Best ever quote.
I think blue-collar comedy, just, you know, get her done. You know, we can give a bunch of excuses about why we can't get loans or get these transactions to be completed, but you've just got to do it. And, you know, I think why we have a good reputation in the market that we're in is that we can get it done. And people call us, whether it is listing agents that have these apartments, they want to get our initial review on how this deal is going to be financed for a borrower that comes in from, you know, California, or somebody that's coming in from New York that wants to buy a property in Texas, or somebody that wants to buy a property in Arkansas or Oklahoma, or even, you know, Arizona, is that they want to know what our professional guidance is and how to put it together. Because, you know, they may only have two or three or four listings, and they treat these properties as little dubs, little new pretty dubs, and they don't want to have somebody come in that doesn't know what the heck they're talking about to try to finance these deals and crush it. So we spend time up front making sure that we can get these deals financed. And so when they do have a client that comes in, you know, they will refer to us because they know that we can get it done. So get her done. I think that's the best quote.
Paul, what's the best ever place to reach you?
Oldcapitallending.com. That's on the web, oldcapitallending.com. And we've come up with our own podcast similar to Joe's, and that's going to be on the web too. It'll be it's on iTunes. It's more really, we talk to people that are borrowers, and we talk a little bit about what their experience is, similar to you know, you just sitting down having a conversation with somebody that may have 400 units, or someone that may have 100 units, or somebody that's having, you know, 1,000 units. And we kind of have that, just that general conversation, how they structure the deal. And I think that's invaluable for people who have never done an apartment transaction, to get as much knowledge is possible in listening to podcasts like Joe's that has multiple vendors on there that people can listen to and how it's structured. I think that is invaluable. So oldcapitallending.com.
That's great. And definitely check out Paul's podcast. They're sitting down with apartment experts and investors, and the amount of information, if you're interested in multifamily investing, the amount of information that they have with those interviews is just invaluable, not to mention the potential contacts that you can make by reaching out to Paul and speaking to him about the interviews, because I'm sure he'd be happy to speak with you about that, and, you know, what you're looking to do. So definitely check that out. Paul,
sounds great.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us, and really appreciate your time. Definitely have a lot of good information in this conversation. Love how you simply broke it down with the two-thirds and one-third about the lending decisions, two-thirds based on the property, one-third based on you, and then underneath that would be the liquidity and how much liquidity you need, both from a down payment standpoint, but then also from a post equity liquidity standpoint. So thanks a lot. And is there anything that we didn't talk about on this call that you wanted to mention?
No, that's it, Joe. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Bye.
Thanks.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.